Creative Audioscape Productions presents Star Wars in the Shadows, an audio drama written and directed by Danny Pepin, based on the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars in the Shadows, Episode 5, Faline Dealings. After successfully finding the Jedi Sakata Dal on Ord Mantell, our heroes were left one member short. The young Jaina was kidnapped by Black Sun in a desperate attempt by Shizor to get information out of Emma. Little did he know that during their trip to Imperial City, they would discover that Emma is Force-sensitive, and that a biological weapon was at the heart of the secret Imperial project her father was working on. But our heroes are unaware that Darth Vader is on their tail, determined to kill the newly discovered Jedi.
Let her in.
Let me go, you creep! Ah!
Leave us. Miss Voros, welcome to my modest skyhook, the Faline's Fist. My name is Shizor.
I know who you are. My brother told me enough about you.
Unfortunately, I don't know very much about you. Your brother never told me he had such a beautiful sister.
Don't even try it.
What do you know about me?
That you are very intelligent, cruel, and very convincing.
Cruel is such a harsh word, my dear. Sometimes executive decisions must be made for the well-being of an enterprise. But excuse me for my lack of manners. Please, sit down and enjoy the view. Impressive, is it not? Is this the first time you've come to Imperial City?
No, I've been here several times. I mean, stuck in a starship, but several times.
The jewel of the galaxy. The patterns of deep ferrocrete canyons, the light from the city's skyscrapers, the trickling of starships like a ballet of working ants. It's magnificent.
You are quite a poet, aren't you?
May I interest you in a glass of wine?
No. I shouldn't.
You don't know what you are missing. This is a crème de fond, one of the most coveted wines in the galaxy. Here, Jaina. Taste it.
Oh, okay. No. Quite nice. Thank you.
Nothing's better than a good wine and pleasant company.
So, why have you brought me here?
I must speak with Xander.
So, you don't want to kill us anymore?
Who would want to hurt such a beautiful thing as you? No, I know your brother will stop at nothing to save you. This is the best way to get him out of hiding. I need some information about Emma Wermes.
Emma. She's traveling with us now. What kind of information?
Something about her family.
There isn't much to say.
You know about Emma's family?
Not a lot. Her mother disappeared, and her father died a couple of weeks ago. The only memorabilia she has from her family is her holoframe. But most of it's locked.
Locked?
Well, it wouldn't hurt to tell you. There's a security code protecting its content.
Interesting. Do you know anything about her father's work?
Nothing really. The only other thing I know is he was working for the Imperial Security Bureau. But you're so strong and smart. I bet you already knew that.
You are very cooperative, Jaina. I appreciate that.
But you're so nice. How could I not be? My head's spinning a bit. Must be the wine and the fatigue.
Jaina, have you ever considered working for Black Sun?
Here we are, Imperial City.
I didn't think we would be back here so soon.
Coruscant. I've not been here since the fall of the Republic. Since before Darth Vader destroyed the Jedi Temple.
How did you survive the Jedi Purge?
Long story short, let's say that not all the clones followed Palpatine's order. I was on Ka'amas during a recall mission with two of my clone friends, Ka and Link. We were to locate some recent droid activity. I felt the confusion in the Force when Order 66 was given. They did raise their weapon on me, but I was quick enough to influence their minds with the Force. After the tension dissipated, they told me about the order to terminate me, their friend. I was one of the few Jedi who had the chance to become close to their troops, know the personalities in their dreams. Luckily, I was only accompanied by two clones and not an entire battalion. Otherwise, I would be dead.
How did you flee Ka'amas?
We didn't at first. Link told me about the rumor of a Mandalorian haven for all the brothers who wished to leave the Grand Army of the Republic. So the three of us hid near a small village for a while. We were lucky to befriend some Ka'amazi locals who helped us find a ship to leave the planet.
That must be Guri. Yes.
Welcome back to Imperial City, Xander.
The pleasure is all yours. Where's my sister?
Don't be hasty, Mr. Frose. You'll have plenty of time to catch up with Jaina. I'm transferring the coordinates to the Falling Fist. You'll be meeting with Shizor.
Just great.
Oh, and don't forget to bring the girl in the holoframe. I'll be seeing you shortly. Guri out.
Why would Shizor want to speak with me, and what is it about the holoframe?
He must have learned about its contents somehow.
You think Jaina leaked the information? We just learned about the holoframe's contents. How could she even know?
She doesn't. I'm pretty sure of it. The thing you need to know about Shizor is he's a Fallen. Being in his mere presence can be dangerous, because like the Zeltron race, He can release pheromones in the air which are irresistible to any humanoid of the other gender. You won't be able to resist him.
If you concentrate with the Force, maybe you will.
Those pheromones, does he secrete them all the time?
No, but if his skin begins to turn red, that's an indication that he is.
So, how do we retrieve your sister?
We can use our new Jedi friend here.
How can I be of help?
I have a plan.
Welcome aboard the Falling Fist. Guards, take their weapons.
We brought what you asked for, so take us to Shizor. We don't have all day.
I hope you'll have all day. And I hope you'll have some private time for me later. Like old times.
Don't get your hopes up. A night spent on Hoth seems hotter.
You're back.
You just... So, the girlfriend reacts. You are very lucky that Shizor wants to talk to you himself. I would take such pleasure in interrogating you the painful way. I'll take the holoframe, thank you. And you, old man, who might you be?
Nobody of importance. I'm a traveler. We had to make a detour here.
What is your destination?
You don't need to know our destination.
I see. Well, if you want to leave this place, you better tell me where you're going.
You don't need to know our destination.
Yes, I do, old man. Are you deaf? Guards, bring the prisoners and follow me. Don't forget the small flying tin can. Everyone inside. You'll have everything you need here. Shizor is very generous with his guests, so take advantage of it.
Where's Jaina?
I'll be back shortly.
She's probably with Shizor.
I hope she's all right.
There's something unusual about this woman. I couldn't influence her mind with the Force. She didn't even feel human. It felt more like a droid.
A droid? Are you sure about that? She certainly doesn't look, move, or feel like a droid. That's for sure.
Are you referring to those hot nights with her?
Well, look, I'm sorry. It was a while ago, just before I joined Black Sun. I wasn't in the right state of mind. I didn't think this would come up. I'm not like that, Emma. Trust me.
I think I know now what convinced you to join this organization.
It wasn't the only reason.
Well, I hope it was worth it.
Stop acting like children, you two. Emma, don't forget about the path to the dark side.
Yes, I know. It's hard.
Control over the Force isn't an easy path. Remember these phrases, they are the basis of the Jedi philosophy. There is no emotion, there is peace. There is no ignorance, there is knowledge. There is no passion, there is serenity. There is no death, there is the Force. I will explain the meaning when you are more at peace. We need to get out of here first.
Yes, Master.
So the plan is still in motion. After we meet with Shizor, we make the exchange, and we run.
I hope he takes the bait.
Emma Wermes, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
May I?
Sure.
Emma, how are you doing?
I'm all right. What about you? You don't seem to be yourself.
I've been taken care of. Don't worry. Prince Shizor isn't as bad as people think.
That's very nice of you, Jaina. Come, have a drink with us, Emma. Please, sit down.
So, what is this about? Why did you bring me here? You wanted us dead not long ago. What made you change your mind?
It is strictly business. You are more valuable now than you were.
Oh, is that so? I take it you learned something about me.
I'll go straight to the point with you, Emma. I want to know about your father, what he was doing before he died.
I only know he worked for the Imperial Security Bureau. His whereabouts were hidden even from me.
I've looked at your holoframe, and I know that your father was working on a secret project.
I don't know anything about a secret project.
I'm just trying to stop Emperor Palpatine. The Empire's reign over the galaxy is a nuisance to my organization. It's not good business. If I can stop it, I will.
Oh, the Empire must be stopped. The Jedi will help us.
The Jedi? What are you talking about? The Jedi are no more.
The old man that's accompanying us, Sakata Dal. He is a Jedi.
Gori, bring Mr. Voros here, and be careful around the Jedi. Keep him contained.
Of course, my prince. I'll be right back.
Xander, he is so immature. Unlike you.
Emma, I can also help you find the location of the secret project. I have many resources. Do you have any ideas where we might find it?
It's in the Tapani sector.
Good. At least we will be able to narrow down our search. Do you want another drink?
No, thank you. I feel a bit dizzy.
You'll get used to it. Oh, it grows on you. Xander!
Are you all right, sis?
Of course, big brother. Prince Shizor took good care of me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mr. Voros, it's been a while.
Unfortunately, not long enough.
Your sister and your friend have been most cooperative.
You are very persuasive, Shizor.
I would like to make a deal with you.
Depends on the deal. What do you have in mind?
The old man. He is a Jedi.
Emma told you?
I'm willing to let you go, your sister and your friend, in exchange for the Jedi.
No, Xander. Don't do it.
I will release you, and I will clear the debt you have with Black Sun. Here, you can have the holoframe back. My team of slicers got everything I needed out of it.
No, Xander, you can't leave Sakata here.
What do you want with the Jedi?
He is to be a gift to the Emperor. To show my goodwill and be in his good favor.
Corrupted, as always.
This is strictly business.
So, if you let us go and clear my name, then yes, we have a deal.
I'm glad you still have a head on your shoulders, Xander. Guards, escort our friends to their ship. Goodbye, Mistress Jaina.
It was a pleasure, Prince Shizor.
Excuse me, my prince.
Yes, my dear.
Do you believe this is a wise decision? We didn't get any information out of the Hollow Frame. This Jedi is not worth the discovery of this secret project.
A bluff, Guri. I know they will be going to the Dapani sector. And you will be able to follow them with this.
A tracking device.
I've put a microtransmitter on Xander's sister. You'll be able to find them by following this encrypted signal. Let them find the location of the project first.
And once I find the location?
Kill them all.
I'm driving, Jaina. You're still under the influence of the pheromones.
I don't have any problem with that. My head hurts like crazy.
That's the effect of the pheromones. Plot the course to Fondor in the Tapani sector.
Got it. What's the hurry?
You'll see very soon. Now for the final act. Sparky? Give our friend his lightsaber.
What is happening, Xander? Never tell me anything.
We are rescuing our Jedi friend. Actually, he's rescuing himself. We hid his lightsaber inside Sparky's spare part compartment. He's still with the Jedi.
Jedi? Who's the Jedi?
The man Mon Mothma hired us to find.
What else did I miss?
I'm force sensitive.
What? Oh, I'm out of it for a while. And you develop delusions of grandeur.
That's our cue. Repulsors are ready. Emma, get to the ramp and be ready to close it as soon as Sakata and Sparky are in.
Right away.
Sparky, speed up back to the ship. I'll be right behind you.
We're clear. Let's go.
Now it's time to show what the engines on this baby are made of.
We're here.
Glad you waited for me.
I know somebody who must be very angry right now. I guess the deal's off.
Strap in for the jump.
Glad to see you too, Sparky.
How much time until we're clear to jump?
How about now?
Punch it. We've arrived at Fondor. Great job, everybody.
I had very little to do with this rescue. It's me who should thank you, brother.
Here, Jaina. That's my father's message.
So, Emma, You did leak the fact that Sakata was a Jedi.
Yes, like Master Sakata said, I focused on there is no emotion, there is peace. Yet I was able to resist the pheromones long enough to slip the information into our talk. After that, I was gone. Those chemicals are so strong, and I think I did mention the Tapani sector.
You did well, Emma, for an untrained force user.
Shizor is so greedy, he'd do anything to please the Emperor. I think he wants Vader's job. Anyway, Shizor mentioned he had all the information he needed from the holoframe, so he must already know the location of the starbase. We'll lose this race against Black Sun if we don't find it fast.
But Jaina's with us now. She's our best chance to make something out of this holoframe.
I'll do my best.
There must be something hidden in the device somewhere.
Well, this is a military-issued device, which means there must be a way for the Empire to track it so they can prevent theft and intelligence leaks. Especially if your father was working for the Security Bureau. Emma, can you hand me that tool and that glow stick? Thanks.
But then the Empire would be able to find us anytime and anywhere they wanted. They could be on top of us by now.
But they're not. So if the tracking system is deactivated, there's no way to determine where it came from. Your father may have removed it.
Wait. I think I found the device. It's a tiny piece of hardware, but it's been burned to a crisp.
So it's been damaged.
My father may have vandalized it to prevent the device from being tracked to my uncle or me.
Can it be saved?
Maybe, but only partially. Let me see what I can do with this on my slicing terminal. Put this wire here and that wire there. Let's scan this little guy. Analyzing.
So, besides being in the Tapani sector, our only lead would be this device.
Pretty much, yes. Unless your force powers can help you find this grain of sand on Tatooine.
It's not impossible, but it would take great mastery, and I don't...
Got it.
What do you have?
Well, it's limited, as I expected. But if you look carefully, you'll see that all those numbers are coordinates, and there's an Imperial timestamp for each entry. This device seems to have been programmed to tag a coordinate every day since activation. Here we see the first entry as 000, so we know that the device was activated within Imperial City. Now, if we scroll down, we see the various coordinates the device has traveled to up until now.
That's the location, I'm sure.
Possibly. The coordinates remain the same until we reach the corrupted portion of the database. So, unless it was moved again and stayed elsewhere for a longer period of time, not likely. I'd say that we found our starbase.
Jaina, plot those coordinates in the Navi computer. Master Jedi, please join us in the cockpit. We have a call to make.
Carrick here.
Major, this is Xander. I need to speak to Mon Mothma. It's urgent.
Xander, we were wondering what happened to you all. I'll transfer you to Mon Mothma right away.
Xander, is everyone all right?
Yes, we are. But we got a little sidetracked. Jedi Master Sakata Dahl is with me.
Nice to meet you, Mon Mothma.
The pleasure is mine. What is the urgency that Major Quark told me of?
During our trip, we stumbled upon information that indicates the Empire is working on a secret project called Shadow.
The project that was being developed in the Chol Ghana laboratory before they moved?
Yes, it's possible they're one and the same.
From what we learned, the Empire is developing what appears to be a biological weapon. We don't know the extent or potency of the agent. We know it's been released, and it's presently contained on a secret starbase within the Tapani sector. We intend to investigate and destroy this base before it can be used.
I agree. This weapon must be destroyed. Do you expect Imperial forces to be on site?
We can't be sure. Project Shadow seems to be a covert operation within the Empire itself, so I expect minimal defenses. But there's another problem. Black Sun is aware of the project. And its location.
I see.
Prince Shizor will try to appropriate the virus for his own use. He's probably on his way to the station as we speak. Is it possible to send reinforcements right away?
Our rebel forces are few and far between, but I'll see what I can do. Where is the base?
I'm sending the coordinates to you right now. Thank you, Mon Mothma.
May the Force be with all of us.
These coordinates lead to deep space. There are no planetary bodies or stars nearby. No official hyperspace markers. This base is out in deep nothingness.
It's a secret Imperial project. I'd be surprised if it weren't in the middle of nowhere. I'll give the controls back to you, sis.
Oh, that's better. I feel more like myself with the controls. Are we ready to go?
Ready when you are.
Secret base, here we come.
You've been listening to Star Wars In the Shadows, produced by Creative Audioscape Productions. An original Star Wars audio drama written and directed by Danny Pepin. Including some characters and situations created by George Lucas and Steve Perry. In order of appearance, this episode features the voice talents of Jim Perry as Prince Shizor, Ara Pelody as Jaina Voros, Sean Crosby as Xander Voros, Tina Huang as Emma Wormus, Hazen Nestor as Sakata Dahl, Jen Rhodes as the human replica droid Guri, Joe Harrison as Major Karek, Silas Carter as Mon Mothma, and this is your narrator, Sean Crosby. Casting, mixing, and music supervision by Danny Pepin. Script editing by Jen Rhodes. Original sound effects by Ben Burt. Supplemental sound design by Danny Pepe. Original music by John Williams and Joel McNeely. Star Wars In the Shadows is a non-profit fan production. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted material are reserved by Lucasfilm Limited and their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Special thanks to George Lucas for creating Star Wars and letting us, the fans, play within its universe. Visit www.creativeaudioscape.com for more information related to Star Wars In the Shadows, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, the home for the best in Star Wars fan audio. Keep listening for scenes from our next episode.
Introducing ForceCast.net.
At last.
Home for all things ForceCast.
This is where the fun begins.
Star Wars fans, listen to the ForceCast and visit ForceCast.net.
We found the computer outlet, sir.
From the weekly ForceCast to the Clone Wars Roundtable and the IndieCast,
ForceCast.net leaves no fan behind.
It is pointless to resist.
Watch ForceCast live, read our blog, post in our forums, check out photo galleries, listener contests,
cruise through the show archives,
including the Galaxy of Music, Clone Wars Roundtables, Microcasts, Cantina Interviews, Special Reports.
They're all here.
Are you sure this thing is safe?
What are you waiting for? Check it out.
ForceCast.net.
Yahoo! I feel the Force.
The galaxy is listening.
Now that you've enjoyed listening to the fantastic Star Wars In the Shadows, then why don't you come over and have a listen to our podcast? We talk about classic British films and TV, but they must have been made between 1960 to 1999. You can find us at iTunes, just simply type in Waffle On, or head over to our website, and you can find that at http://waffleon.podbean.com. Yes, we are indeed called Waffle On. We'd be honoured if you join us.
Visit solosound.net.
Your destination for Star Wars podcasts like We Talk Clones, EU Cast, and much more.
Roni Zome Productions presents New World Army.
Sarah, you must find the power of Vorlon and return and destroy the New World Army. You must.
Clarice, this electronic wonder won't just be an easier way for humans to shop, but it could automate everything.
The nanosecond I have what I want, you will be exterminated.
They're humans, people, lives that need you.
Humandroids brought peace to our planet long ago. Before the humandroids, man brought chaos and destruction.
Listen, all of you. If you ever see Sarah again, kill her on sight.
You can't.
Please visit jrdonline.com for more information on the New World Army and other great audio dramas and thrillers. Roni Zome Productions, the home of great original audio productions.
In 1968, there was Night of the Living Dead. Again, in 1978, there was Dawn of the Dead. In keeping with the classic horror cornerstone of George A. Romero's visionary greatness,
run for your life! They're right behind me!
Necropolis Studio Production presents an audio drama set in the near future, where a plague ravages the world, leaving millions transformed into flesh-eating zombies.
No, please, don't.
A group held up in a stronghold in the mountains of North Carolina struggled to survive as they live in the Age of the Zombies. Find us on the web at www.necropolisstudioprod.com.
On the next episode of Star Wars in the Shadows.
And voila, here's the starbase.
Lord Vader, what brings you here to my humble abode?
Where is the Jedi?
I don't think this one is a friendly Jedi. We need to help Sakata.
The starbase has an Imperial ID, but does not respond to our hail, Lord Vader. This base doesn't even appear in the Imperial database.
I will board alone. I have a strange feeling about this place.
Where's the secret weapon? What have you discovered?
Captain, our scanners indicate new enemy contacts. X-Wing fighters.
Battle station. Launch one TIE squadron. Move the ship closer to the base and use turbolaser batteries to provide cover fire. Protect it at all cost. Keep those starfighters away until Lord Vader is out of there.
This is Ghost Leader. Target confirmed straight ahead.
Ah, Criff! That Star Destroyer is right on top of us!
Time to demonstrate your fancy flying, sis.
Ghost Squadron, this is Leader. You heard the Providence. Line up for your runs and fire all torpedoes. Let's blow this base and get the hell out of here.
Recall all squadrons. Get the Devastator away from that base. Evasive action!
If you are enjoying the Star Wars fan audio production you're listening to right now, then don't stop there. Come see what the excitement is about at the internet's home of the Star Wars fan audio genre, StarWarsFanWorks.com. There you'll find podcasts, audio dramas, audio parodies, and more, plus the best and most comprehensive news coverage of the Star Wars fan audio genre found anywhere. It's an entire field of Star Wars audio productions, made for fans, by fans. And your audio gateway to that galaxy far, far away is StarWarsFanWorks.com. Join us. After all, it is your destiny. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.